Welcome to the deep dive. So if you're prepping for the May 2025 operational case study exam, well, you have landed in the right spot.
Definitely.
We've been digging into the examiner's report from the November 2024 to February 2025 session.
That's right.
Our goal, to pull out those key insights, you know, what the examiners are really looking for. Think of it as a bit of a shortcut into their mindset.
Exactly. We want to give you that high-level view, focusing on what genuinely matters for your prep.
Now, that report was based on scenarios around a company called Back Office.
Back Office, right. The Helen-based backpack company.
Yep. Designing and making those high-spec backpacks, mainly for hybrid workers. They had that Made in Helen branding, selling online and in some shops.
And their figures were pretty decent, weren't they? Something like $16 million revenue?
$16.1 million revenue, yeah. And $2.1 million profit before tax. Sold just over 100,000 backpacks in the year to June 2024.
Useful context. And the report covered quite a range of exam variants for Back Office, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Six different ones. Things like new cycle backpacks using recycled plastics, something called Modi's backpacks.
Looking at their own retail stores, accessories, cabin bags.
And even expansion into another market, Byland.
Now, obviously, those exact scenarios won't come up again for May 2025.
No, definitely not.
But the principles, the feedback on how candidates handled those situations, that's the gold dust, right? That's what's relevant now.
Precisely. And maybe the best place to start is how the examiners actually mark these things, the marking approach.
Okay, yeah. It's levels-based, isn't it? Level one, two, three.
Right, that's it. And they assess across four key elements.
Right. So the first one is technical understanding. What's the difference between, say, a level one and a level three there? Is it just fewer mistakes?
Well, it's more than just fewer errors. At level one, you might see, you know, big gaps or inaccuracies. Shows a pretty basic grasp.
Okay.
Level two, yeah, fewer errors, a reasonable understanding. Mm-hmm. But level three, that's showing a really solid, accurate command of the technical stuff, real expertise.
So not just knowing about it, but really knowing it. Got it. Element two, use of material given. What's the step up there?
The big difference is engagement with the case. Level one often just ignores the pre-seen, the unseen info.
Right.
Level two might make, you know, a few limited references. But level three, you're constantly weaving that material in, using it to back up your points, applying theory to Back Office.
Ah, so you have to act like you've actually read the case study brief, not just the textbook. Makes sense. Third is application to the scenario and context. How does that progress?
So level one answers tend to be super generic. Could be about any company, really.
Yeah.
Level two, you start to see some attempt to link it to Back Office to the task. But level three, that's where your answer is truly integrated, tailored specifically to Back Office's situation, the exact question asked.
Right. So no generic copy-paste answers. It has to fit this company, this problem. And the last one, communication. More than just good grammar, I assume.
Oh, much more. Level one is often unclear, maybe just listing points. Level two gets clearer, but the why, the explanation, the justification might be weak. Level three is clear, it's detailed, and crucially, it justifies the points fully, shows logical thinking.
Okay, so it's the whole package then. Know your stuff technically, apply it using the case details, and explain it all clearly with good reasoning. So thinking about that Noveb session overall, what were the general trends? How did candidates do?
Well, unfortunately, quite a lot scored below 25%, which is, you know, concerning.
Yeah.
The report suggests it often boils down to lack of preparation across those four areas we just talked about. Technical, using the info, application, communication.
Really highlights the need for solid prep. But it wasn't all bad news. I heard there were some high scores, too.
Yes, definitely. Encouragingly, there were more people scoring over 80%. And these candidates, they really nailed it. Well-structured answers, clear, fully explained.
Applying the knowledge.
Exactly. Really using the case materials effectively. Showcasing applied understanding.
That's the goal. What about the majority, the ones sort of in the middle? What held them back from those top marks?
Often it seemed to be specific technical gaps.
Mm.
You know, strong in one area, weaker in another.
Okay.
But a really common theme for that middle group was a lack of depth in their explanations. Not using the unseen info enough.
Him.
And just not quite connecting their knowledge strongly enough to the Back Office context. Those finer points often make the difference between a pass and a good pass.
It's that extra layer of explanation, the why and the so what for Back Office.
Right.
Getting specific now, what technical topics did candidates generally seem comfortable with?
Well, the report mentioned good understanding in areas like the CGMA cost transformation model, IAS 16 for PPE, IFRS 5 criteria for held for sale assets.
Familiar ground for many, maybe.
Seems like it. Also, EOQ, decision making with risk, beyond budgeting principles, PV charts, rolling budgets, and the sort of basic variances, material, labor, sales price. People seem to have a handle on those.
Useful to know where strengths often lie. What about the flip side? Where did the technical understanding seem, well, shakier?
Yeah, the areas that cause more trouble seem to be things like variable and fixed overhead variances. Those can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sales mix variances, specific taxation issues, flexible budgeting, and sensitivity analysis. Definitely areas for current candidates to perhaps focus a bit more revision on.
That's really helpful guidance. Focus on those potential weak spots. You mentioned explanation depth earlier. The report flagged this particularly for financial reporting tasks.
Yes. Too often, candidates might just state a rule or name the relevant IFRS standard.
Like just dropping the name.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But what examiners want is the application. Explain why IAS 16 applies here using details from the back office scenario. It's about showing the practical impact, not just recalling the standard number.
Right. Understand the rule and its consequence for this business. And what about explaining things like variances or KPIs? Any issues there?
Sometimes, yeah. Just a lack of clarity. Like, is this variance good or bad for back office and why? What does it actually mean?
Okay.
And with KPIs, maybe not clearly explaining how you'd actually measure it in the context of back office. Fundamentals, really, but crucial for clear communication.
Makes sense. Okay, shifting gears slightly to the core activities in the OCS syllabus. Did the report give any clues about performance across those areas like costing, budgeting, finance?
It did give a general picture.
Yeah.
Performance tended to be best in performance evaluation, that's core activity C, decision making E, and financial reporting D.
Okay, so C, D, and E generally stronger.
Generally, yes. The areas that often appeared a bit weaker were costing A, budgeting B, and working capital F. But importantly, this wasn't uniform, really dependent on the specific variant and the topics tested within it.
So a bit of a trend, but you can't rely on it. Need solid knowledge across the board.
Oh.
Okay, let's bring it all together. For someone listening now, aiming for May 2025, what are the absolute must-know takeaways from this report?
I think the number one message repeated throughout the report is this. The real difference between scraping a pass and getting a good one often comes down to consistently applying your technical knowledge to the scenario.
Application, application, application.
Absolutely. Weaving it into your answers, using the case specifics, not just stating theory in isolation.
And what other advice comes out strongly?
Really, read the subtask carefully. Answer the question asked, cover all parts of it, and demonstrate your technical understanding within the business context. Keep referring back to the pre-seen and any unseen info you get on the day. Use the material.
That's fantastic advice. So it's clear just rote learning the theory isn't going to be enough.
Not at all. Success hinges on taking that knowledge, applying it smartly to whatever company and situation you're given, like back office in the past, explaining your thinking clearly and backing it up with the information provided.
So for everyone listening, as you're studying, really think about these points. Where are those tricky technical areas? How can you practice applying your knowledge, not just recalling it? How can you link it clearly to the business context?
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. When you get into the exam and you see that unseen information, actively think, how does this new piece connect with what I already know? How can I integrate it now? That dynamic use of information is what really impresses. It shows true applied understanding, moving way beyond just remembering concepts.